Not all books about travel end well. Planes crash, ships wreck, sometimes survivors are stranded on islands fighting the elements so they can live to tell the tale, and what tales they are. As part of our series, Book Your Trip, NPR's Lynn Neary explores the rich trove of travel disaster books and why people love such stories.
Sarah Lotz is terrified of flying. So naturally, every time she gets on a plane, she imagines the worst.
I imagine how it's going to smell if things start burning. I imagine the thunk of the luggage falling out of the compartments at the top. I imagine maybe my legs getting trapped and getting sort of tangled up in a twisted piece of metal. I imagine it all in absolutely horrible detail.
All those horrible imaginings came in handy when Lotz was writing her new book, The Three. It's the story of three children who are the only survivors of four separate plane crashes that occur in different parts of the world on the same day. The book opens with a terrifyingly vivid depiction of the last moments aboard one of the planes.
The businessman continues to babble into his phone. It's torn out of his hand as the plane bucks once more, but his mouth keeps moving. He doesn't seem to be aware he's no longer holding it. She can't get enough air into her lungs. It tastes tinny, artificial, gritty, makes her gag again. Flashes of bright light blind her momentarily. She reaches for the mask, but it keeps swinging out of her reach, and then she smells something burning, like plastic left on a stovetop. Another message. Brace, brace, brace for impact.
Disaster stories have long been part of literary tradition. Indeed, you could think of Odysseus's long journey home in the Odyssey as just one travel disaster after another, says Eric Wilson, author of Everyone Loves a Train Wreck.
Just one test after another of his mettle. Is he wily enough? Is he crafty enough? Is he strong enough? Is he brave enough? And the answer in all cases is yes.
Travel disasters typically thrust people into extreme conditions. Not only is their bravery tested, so is their moral fortitude. Mitchell Zukov has written about real-life stories of travelers stranded in remote locations in his books Lost in Shangri-La and Frozen in Time. He says people get a vicarious thrill reading about such perilous adventures from the safety of their homes, but it also makes them think.
I think a lot of us wonder, what would we do if the bottom fell out? If unexpectedly, you know, we all fly, we all maybe get on boats. If the worst thing happened, how would I react? And that fascinates me.
One of Zukov's favorites is A Night to Remember, Walter Lord's account of the sinking of the Titanic, which was made into a film in 1958.
Women and children first!
Lord based his book on interviews with survivors. It includes the haunting image of the band continuing to play as the ship goes down. But these stories don't end once the ship has sunk or the plane has crashed. Often, that's just the beginning, says Zukov.
Most travel disasters turn into something else, a story of survival, a story of bravery, of heroism, sometimes villainy. And you just don't know when it starts, where it's going to go, because they are unexpected events.
It's usually the survivors, like Ishmael and Moby Dick, who are left to tell the rest of us what really happened.
The drama's done. All are departed away. The great shroud of the sea rolls over the Pequod, her crew, and Moby Dick. I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
In Sarah Lotz's book, The Three, the young survivors become the center of a media storm. They're suspected of being aliens or harbingers of the apocalypse.
There's something about a miracle, for example, someone surviving an air crash. That to us makes them extremely special. They've beaten death. That really fascinates us.
Survivors often find themselves struggling not only with forces of nature, but also with each other. In Mitchell Zukov's book about a cargo plane that crash-landed in Greenland during World War II, the survivors proved to be heroic.
It was amazing. In Frozen in Time, every guy inside the tail section of that plane felt as though, what can I give to the guy next to me? Can I warm his feet? Can I share my rations? How do I help him survive?
But survivors can also turn on each other, sometimes savagely, as in the novel Lord of the Flies. Being trapped in an isolated place or a small space, like a lifeboat with a bunch of strangers, can bring out the best or the worst in us, says author Eric Wilson.
They're stuck in this boat together. They could be totally different from one another, but suddenly they have to learn how to work together as a team. But also, again, there's this idea of extreme behavior, where oftentimes the normal guy becomes the hero, and oftentimes the seemingly extraordinary person becomes the goat. And then there's always the possibility of the cannibalism. Again, this idea that something extreme is going to happen. And in this extreme context, people will learn things about themselves they did not know before.
Writers keep returning to the story of travels gone wrong, says Wilson, because there's something immensely satisfying about it.
When there is danger, when there is destruction, we kind of feel like we're on the edge of life, fully alive. And that can really bring out some strong prose. And it can really allow us to think about some of the great questions in the universe, such as, what is the meaning of suffering?
Sometimes, says Wilson, a journey that ends in a disaster can bring the survivor in touch with the sublime. That's literally what happens in James Hilton's Lost Horizon, where survivors of a plane crash in the Himalayas find themselves in a paradise called Shangri-La.
You've always been a part of Shangri-La without knowing it.
I wonder.
I'm sure of it. Just as I'm sure there's a wish for Shangri-La in everyone's heart. I've never seen the outside world. But I understand there are millions and millions of people who are supposed to be mean and greedy. And I just know that secretly they're all hoping to find a garden spot where there's peace, security, there's beauty and comfort, where they wouldn't have to be mean and greedy. Oh, I just wish the whole world might come to this valley.
The only problem is you'd have to survive a plane crash to get there. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.